Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio. What's up, everybody? Hey, hey, hey. Black Beetle. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? You know who this is.
Okay? What the heck? Who are you? When did you start doing trap rap?
Doing trap rap? Yeah, especially with this song. But this song, I can like this. That's when remember the mannequin challenge? Oh, let's do it now.
Oh, God. That was from the mannequin challenge?
Yeah, that's from the mannequin. Yeah, that's the mannequin.
Look, so I know.
You know that one?
Oh, I know.
Okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? Y'all know who this is? This is Hef. Okay, wait a minute. Let me do myself right. I do myself just as fine. Do myself right. And I am slurring a little bit with this. Bro, what's our drink of the day? We're drinking right now.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you. Did you chug that stuff?
No, but. Like I said, when that first drunk, I'm like, why my insides getting
warm? I didn't hear nothing but ice clinging over there. I sound like, did you just chug that junk down?
Oh, yeah, my first round is almost gone, yeah.
I'm struggling with this.
What's it called?
MXD Cocktail Company presents Strawberry
Daiquiri.
Mix.
I don't know what the heck.
It's the pre-MXD cocktail.
Oh man, this stuff is strong.
The pre, what is the original?
I've never tasted nothing that tasted like rum, like pure rum out of a can with a pure flavored rum out of a can.
That's strong. I'm chasing mine with Heineken.
Hey, look, you owe me. You got you a hard drink, and you chasing it with a Heineken.
Had a rough week, man.
Okay, bro.
Rough week.
But that's why we're here right now, just to make everything. You know, we do what we do. Listen to music. Bring in family members to this week. Especially, we got a special guest coming in this week, all the way from the Needle.
The Needle?
Yeah. Seattle, Washington. Space Needle. The Needle, yeah.
They call it the Needle?
Hey, I don't know what they call it. That's what I
was just
it.
Wondering where this artist was from, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Needle.
My posse on Broadway.
Right. So mix a lot.
Right.
Mix a lot.
He's
yeah.
from Broadway. He's one of the posse.
Do he
all
know?
The way from the Needle. I don't know, but we'll find out.
Larry is the white guy.
We'll find out when they get to the studio. But like I said, for those who don't know who this be, this is that man who you love the most and hate the most at the exact same time. Mr. Make You Look Back At It. Hef Chulo is in the building.
Okay.
And my partner in crime here, or my crime partner, he's not related. He's no snitch.
By no means.
He don't have color hair.
I don't have numbers in my name.
He Mr. Blend for Blend.
You should just call him 00.
Zero.
Yeah, 00 dash.
No, they could take that 6-9 and turn it to a 0 and a 0.
What is his number on his suit?
6-9, 6-9, 6-9.
Sell out. snitch. My name is DJ DEEPOISE, better known as DJ D Poise, representing the 614 Ohio Fleet DJs.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know.
I know, I'll wait for that thing. One. No, that's your thing. You that's know. Oh, that's right, you do that for me.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Okay, but yeah, like I said, we're back in the building. Hey, we're going to have a great show this evening. We got new music. We got new unsigned artist music. Can we say, you know, once you come on the show and we sup together, we like, hey, sing your music in.
We what?
Sup.
Sup.
Yeah, like eat supper. eat. We eating right now. We eat together. We bring our guests. We eat. We interview them and we eat with them.
Oh, okay.
That's how to become sup? Family. Sup, yeah.
Sup. Sup.
You know, like last time you invited me over for sup on a Sunday.
Right.
You invited me over for sup. And it was the craziest. That was the most crazy. I still talk about that day, bro. I still talk about that day.
Yeah.
I'm not shaving my mustache.
We have our own.
I'm not shaving your mustache.
Yeah, we have our own Sunday service here.
Hey, that's what Kanye did. He just started next time. Are we going to have one tomorrow? We have a Sunday service up here tomorrow? I'm singing.
You singing?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm leaving the service tomorrow.
You 69ing?
69. Yeah, that's 69 new R&B singer. You know, he went from rapper to a singer. But like I said, hey, we got. I know you got some new stuff you want to play, but hey, you want to hit that cast meta that sent over?
Oh yeah, definitely.
You want to try that out?
Cass was a guest on the show. So you know, Annie from the OH.
Ayo.
So it's all love.
Yes, it's family now. Family, like, hey, bro, I got some dimes for you. You dropping the dime? Bring us some new music. He hit us with this new track. And I said, hey, we're gonna check this out. We're gonna play it now. See what the audience say. Hey, y'all gonna let us know what you think about this. Hey, this is Side Hustle Radio. You know who this be? I be Hef Chulo.
You know,
and my partner,
DJ B Toys.
My, yes, Ninja. We'll be right back right after this, right here.
From God, I ran away from religion, and I feel sorry for anybody that don't know the difference, but I hope that you get it. I know it took me a minute. Guess there's some types of wisdom we can't learn till we live it. They say the dirt is forbidden. I say you dirty, you digging. If the earth is still spinning, then the searches are ending. I'm not saying that grace isn't the cure for our sickness, but some churches serving pills, just filling prescriptions. There's so few disciples, few's full of Christians. Consumers confusing product with proper commitment. This is the problem we're given. They don't want you free, they need you populating prison. Spiritually or physically, the system's the system. If sinning is sinning, then why you tripping when I'm lifting? Listen, the mission's the mission. As long as I'm driven, then I won't surrender. Hell no, I won't surrender.
I'm off those meds now, hoping y'all hear me. I'm off those meds now, happy I ain't lost my mind. I'm off those meds. See clearly, I'm off those meds now. Alright,
alright. Yeah. God can show me who he, she, or it is. Outside all of the world's religions, if he sees it fit in, or inside of one text, it's his decision. So much division, why would you keep it hidden? Why's it forbidden to ask these questions? Not the author of confusion, then pass these lessons. The pastor's blessing is not needed. Anything I want to do, I have achieved. Would you best believe it? They always saying that I lost faith. I found strength to say I'm an apostate. Doesn't mean I stay woke or I just stay awake. Well-meaning church folk, quote-unquote, can just stay away. Don't you think you're getting kind of judgy? Presumptuous opinions of me will never budge me. Please, G, I'm off those meds. I'd rather stay among the living than the walking dead.
I'm off those meds now, hoping y'all hear me. I'm off those meds now, happy I ain't lost my mind. I'm off those meds. See clearly, I'm off those meds now. Alright.
I grew up in the church. They made us wear ties and they made us pay tithes, and the preachers put ties on their coats, saying God gave a sign. Start a $100 line. Don't believe it, then you blind to the truth. Now go win some souls. But that reminds you of pimps and hoes. Yeah, it's easy being pro-life when it ain't your life. life. Don't know what being polite. Cereal for dinner, gas off in the snow lights. Praying that it go right. Ain't a fairy tale unless you Snow White. Segregate on Sunday, ain't no Benetton. Instead of clinics, y'all should march around the Pentagon. That's how you save kids. And that line's deeper than a base with sweats. They played your race, stole land, our religion, and our languages. Now it's Black Lives Matter while I raise my fist.
I'm off those meds now, hoping y'all hear me. I'm off those meds now, happy I lost my mind. I'm off those meds now, I can see clearly. I'm off those meds.
Welcome back, everybody, to Side Hustle Worldwide. You know who this be. This be your boy, Hef Chulo. And we got DJ DePoise. Hey, man, I'm about to reach out to Cass Meta. I like that track there. He said he didn't run away from God, but he ran away from religion. That's deep. He's off the meds now. I'm like, well, what kind of man? Red pill, blue pill? What kind of man was you on?
Know?
Hey, Cash.
We didn't get that part of the story.
Yeah, we didn't get that part. Cash, you got some explaining. We gotta know.
Explaining to do.
Yeah. Hey, our guest is in the building this evening. Like yes. I said, all the way from the needle. You know, that's Washington, WA for all those who don't know. I'm sorry, Seattle, WA for all those who don't know what the needle is. And, hey, I like to call him the guru of the Pyrex. You know, the Pyrex maniac. Yeah, because he be mixing that stuff up. Mr. Edible himself. Bow down to
let's
Mr.
Go.
Bryce Bowden is in the building. What's up, Bryce?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh no, man, you family now. You family.
Welcome.
I just wish we was in the same thing. I'm like, hey, you bring your Pyrex and did you bring the mix? Because we had some of these edibles. But we'll talk about the edibles in a few minutes.
Put me up on some game on that one for real.
Yeah, he's a... No, this got game. He got game.
Oh, okay. Entrepreneur,
We doing the edibles, though, bro.
Oh, okay.
We'll go good with our drink right now.
True hustler. I see.
That's what we do. Side hustle. And for Bryce, for those who know you and for those who don't know you, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
So yeah, like you kind of said, my name is Bryce Bowden. I'm all the way out here in Seattle, Washington right now, representing the 206. Basically, I've been in this shit for a long time, over 10 years. Basically, been working on solo stuff. The edible thing that you mentioned was something that came out about a year ago. I mean, I'm on the show to talk about it all. What you guys want to know?
Oh, well, let's know this. How did you get started in hip-hop?
Well, I've been making music probably since I was doing talent shows and school stuff, just replacing swear words with making up new words and stuff like that, maybe even as young as 10, 11 years old, taking popular songs from the radio, finding, you know, instrumental versions, plugging in the different words that were not swear words, and it kind of started there.
I can hear some. I can definitely hear some lyricism in your flow, bro.
He's got bar games here.
You're not the average. You definitely not a trap artist.
Yeah, he's not a trap.
You're an MC. You're an MC.
Well, nothing against the trap artist. I feel like, you know, I'm a kind of can do it all, but yeah, is that a real spitters? You know, classic hip hop sampling. Bars first, songs with a message.
Yes, exactly.
Just well, we like trap too.
Yeah. I mean, let me just say this real quick about where you from, man. We've had a guest from your neck of the woods and same thing.
Oh yeah, what was it? But he was from the East Coast. He moved out there though.
Oh okay.
He moved.
But still, the hip hop game is strong where you come from.
And, absolutely,
he's a posse. He's a Broadway.
Oh man,
that's right.
Oh, man. Really?
Shout out to Big Mix.
Yeah, you got to get some Mix.
Y'all still show love to Mix?
Of course we do. He's one of the first pioneers in the city.
Independent, too, right? Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
And everyone kind of just been following in those footsteps, adding a little sauce to the game, adding a little sauce to the pot here and there, all along the way.
But the
Macklemore,
yeah, I'm about to say the independent game is strong.
Yeah, the hip hop is real.
Coming from the needle, it's strong coming from Seattle. It's strong, the independent game.
Yeah. Well, no doubt.
There's a variety of artists doing a whole bunch of stuff out here. It just seems like, you know, what gets the most respect is definitely the lyricism.
And I appreciate that because. Anymore, it seems like it's kind of a dying breed where, you know, no one raps about something that makes sense anymore, which, you know, I'm glad that, you know, you keeping that alive and well.
Yeah, you got to keep that word selection real diverse.
Right. That's the essence of hip hop from where I'm coming from.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? What happened to that? You know, and like
we need more of it, man. I'm here to bring it back.
Please do. Please keep bringing it, man. We need it. And I can't wait to bless the world with this lyricism.
With this track, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys did a little research. Sorry to cut you off. No. You listened to the Edibles tape I did too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, again, we call you Mr. Pyrex. Put the Pyrex on fire. Okay, yeah. His Pyrex game is tight. That's all we got to say. His Pyrex game is tight.
So, you know, the Edibles was received very well. We might even have something secret of Edibles too in the stash. Who knows?
Ooh. Okay. But let me back up real quick. You know, so you said you started by, you know, taking samples of music and changing words. So I'm just trying to figure out, was hip hop in your house? You know, how did you grab onto hip hop?
That's a good question. Music was in my house early. My parents are much older, but they're very in tune. My dad is a musician. He plays a lot of different instruments. He's into kind of classic rock. But my mom, she's a little more eclectic. She listened to, like, maybe even some stuff like the early Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, early 90s
what?
Rap and hip-hop.
What?
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Yeah, so kind of mix it out. You know, I get, like, a musical prowess, I guess, from my pops. But, you know, the hip-hop influence is definitely more on my mom's side, for sure.
Oh, okay. Shout out to moms.
Yeah,
moms be doing it. Yeah, moms be doing it. She like, okay, hey, your dad can lay down the groundwork for you. But, hey, this is what you're going to be doing right here, son.
No doubt.
Yeah, exactly. Mom's not rapping, so that creativity had to come from somewhere.
No doubt, man. Rock music, man, is a big important factor. You know, from when we were growing up, it was. Rock music was the joint. That was all we had at one point. That was what was played on the radio more than anything when I was coming up. And you know, hip hop wasn't. You know,
it was
really
infant.
Played
it
at all.
Infant.
You know, what
yeah,
saying?
It was just an infant. Yeah.
So, hey, rock music made a big influence in hip hop. I think.
Oh, yeah. And actually, if you look at the fashion and kind of where the hip hop for the young cats is going right now, it's all rock influence.
Oh, yeah.
Their clothes, their swag, the way that they want to be rock stars, and
right.
They don't even, you know.
Exactly. That's what they say. I'm a rock star.
I'm a rock star. Yeah.
I thought you was a
rapper. That's the difference, though, because I'm trying to be a rap star.
Right.
That's right. Exactly right.
Oh, listen. So he put the sound bars. I'm trying to be a rap star.
I'm trying to do rap.
Rap star. Bars.
Let's go.
So,
Real rap.
Who were some of your earlier influences? Because listen to your style, I'm like, man, you come from like that boom bap area. I'm like, how is he so young
and
understand that type of music? So who were some of your early influences?
I mean, some of my first like tapes I can remember having was like the Dangerous Mind soundtrack. Mm. What else did I have? I had the Boyz II Men soundtrack. I had Will Smith soundtrack. I'm trying to think. Like I, the first CD I remember ever buying was the Chronic 2001.
Oh, classic! That's in my top five. Of all time.
I mean, me and my engineers always sit down before we mix any projects, and we kind of listen to the way that the transitions go on that every time before it's time to go into the final mix.
Yeah, man.
It's unmatched sonically.
Still, it's a classic.
Still to this day, that's right.
It's a classic. The Chronic was a classic. I mean,
a little before my time, but absolutely.
Hey.
It's in my top five.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong. You can go back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I have too. Classic work.
But you said Dangerous.
But I lived through the Chronic 2001.
he revamped the 2001. It's called Cookbook.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I'm playing. I'm just mine.
Oh,
yeah.
You know.
Chronic. It's called The Cookbook now. Hey, so give me some of your influences. So how have you been received as an artist? Like you said, you have done, like you say, you've been doing it for 10 years, right? And it seemed like have done an album every year pretty much.
That's right. I have. I've tried to at least 20. It's pretty hard to do independently, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, over the years, I've definitely gathered a bunch of nice resources, producers, different studios I can tap in with. I got a lot of friends and family out here in this music stuff. We're just trying to get together, man. As far as being like received, in my own backyard, I get a pretty good reception. I got a lot of love out here, but we're just trying to grow it, branch out, man. Set me up a show in Ohio, I'm there.
Oh, you know how that go. We can make that happen. We can definitely make that happen.
I'm there, man. We got our own brand. Let's go.
Okay. We'll build. I got a couple people that got a couple venues down here, and you know, we can definitely build on that.
That's love, man. Let's make it work.
They love real hip hop here in Ohio. That's for sure.
Well, I love and giving it to them.
And we got some artists that you might want to, you know, collab with here too. You know, they would love to work with.
Hey, sure.
Even that Cass. Cass Meta would be good. Yeah, they'll be good together. Yeah, so.
For sure. I mean, what motivates you to what motivates you to put out this the hip hop that you put out? Is it anything in particular that keeps you motivated to put out this good music?
Man, that's a good question. I don't really know what motivates me, man. I wish I knew. I'm blessed to be constantly inspired. Every song I make is better than the last. I kind of live by the next song is my best song. I'm blessed to be surrounded by the creative people that I am surrounded by. So I just hope that I never wake up and don't want to do it, man, to be honest.
You said you have family in the game. Like, is that like you just saying family, or you literally have family that's in that, like, rap or stuff?
No, I mean, I'm just talking about my collective honor roll. Okay. Yeah, we, you know, they keep me hungry, they keep me on the ball, they let me know when something's not up to par. I don't know what I'd do without them. That's my honor roll and my fine mark fam.
So you have a group or like a what we say, posse?
Right, man. It's right. It's not necessarily a group, but it's a group of collective people who are all kind of got the same focus. You know, we're all trying to accomplish these same goals. We can bounce ideas off each other. It's real important to have that kind of fam in a sense.
Okay, he's our fam now. You know,
yeah.
That's right, man. Fam for life.
We're eating right now together. We're eating right now. So,
Hashtag edibles.
Pass the edibles.
We love to enlighten the world on different areas of hip hop, because there's nowadays you go from city to city, you hear the same thing, and it's every city has their own story to tell, and you know, anymore it doesn't seem like this story is being heard. So I want the world to hear your story and what you got going on in your neck of the woods, man. So,
hey, you ready to do this?
Yeah, man.
Okay, sure. So let us know which track are we gonna be playing first, Bryce.
Let's go with the Pleasures joint.
Okay,
Going to pleasure. Okay, so I'll let you go ahead and introduce your track. If you want to, you know, give us a little synopsis.
I got you, man. I got you. This song is called Pleasures. It's produced by a good friend of mine. The whole album, Short Movies, that this is off of, produced by a great friend of mine. His name is James. He's out of Boston. This album dropped this year in May, and it's only 7 songs. It's on iTunes, it's on Apple Music, it's on Spotify, it's everywhere you can find music. Right now, we're going to kick it into that Pleasures. It's me, Bryce Bowden, Pleasures, Short Movies, produced by Boost James. Let's go.
Be right back, Side Hustle.
That real shit, man. Bryce Bowden. This is what it sounds like when thugs cry, when dubs fly, weigh them up, they 1.9. Expensive leathers, new endeavors, rock pleasures, I heat them up like hot peppers. Yeah. You smell the potpourri, you know it's me. We not religious, but we spend chicken icing out them rosaries. Playing beats, sunken Range Rover seats. On a plane, headed back to L.A. like Alec Ogletree, We cooking up in the kitchen, except the crack's missing. Stacking digits, cause the raps are just as addictive. Passing missions, old schools to pass emissions. Classic shit is the one if they ever ask who is it. Master physics in the back of Acuras and Civics. We packing rock venues out from the spot out to the district. Hip hop, I put nothing above. And they tell me you live forever if you die in love. That's why I need you to dance for a moment. Stop what you're doing, put that ass up in motion. Listen to me rap for a second. Yeah. Hop in this track and you know I had to wreck it. I need you to dance for a moment. Stop what you're doing, put that ass up in motion. Listen to me snap for a second. Hop on this track and you know I had to bless it.
She asked how old I was, I said I'm timeless. I'm always in my prime, you won't even have to rewind this. The next rhyme is just as fire as the prior is. I keep my iris on wherever the prize is. So what's the prices? I want the pie, they want they slices. So nice, it's like I came through in a crisis. We men named ISIS. I got some expensive vices. Game tight, it's like it's inside of some vice grips. This for life, bitch, I'm on point like the helmets on Vikings. I might sniff, but I don't pop no pills like Vikings. My new watch is the only lighting. Now watch it as I rain down on them like lightning. I'm Caucasian, tell me something I don't know. Like playing shit don't really mix with the popo. Hit a lickin' with Loco. Music had the trap jumping like a pogo. I rock the new Yeezys with the polo. But I need you to dance for a moment. Stop what you're doing, put that ass up in motion. Listen to me rap for a second. Yeah. Hop on this track and you know I had to wreck it. I need you to dance for a moment. Stop what you're doing, put that ass up in motion. Listen to me snap for a second. Hop on this track and you know I had to bless it.
That is Bryce Bowden. Bow down to Bryce Bowden. Hey, that's Pleasure. Man, that track was fire. Bars for bars.
Man, bless.
For
thank
bars.
You.
Yo, it was a pleasure to get that play. You know,
it's a pleasure.
It was
a pleasure to play.
It's a pleasure to play.
The pleasure's all mine. The pleasure's all mine.
What did he say in that one line? I'm in the kitchen cooking, but the crack is missing. I'm like,
with the crack missing.
How long it take you,
like
to
that crazy?
How long it take you to put something like that together, man? Are you like, are you a writer or are you a total freestyle? You could just. You go in
yeah,
the booth,
I
like,
mean, definitely, like, my strong point is writing. I really enjoy the whole writing process. But to be honest, I've kind of realized over time that I got to constantly stay writing just to keep that pitch, just to keep the wit sharp, you know, keep the stick sharp. But I really have found out over time that going into the studio, in the head, no beats, no, you know, no words, no nothing, no rhymes, no nothing, that's kind of the best way I like to work now. Come to the studio empty-handed and then make it all right there. Try to capture that lightning in a bottle. You know what I mean? If I write something, right now today, it could be very hard. You know, it could be super dope. But if it takes me a day, a week, a month to make it to the studio, I'm never gonna get the vibe that I had the second that I was writing it again.
Wow.
If that makes any sense.
Oh, I'm living for this moment. I'm living my best life right now.
But yeah, I try to just anything that I write right there in that second. That's exactly right. I just try to put it on right away. Capture that feeling. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But that's how we get in these masterpieces now.
And that's a masterpiece. My pleasure.
I appreciate that, man.
For sure. For sure. Now, were you ever a freestyle battler, or, you know, I get
no,
this?
I'm not even gonna hold you. That's not my strong point at all.
Oh.
You know, I'm pretty sharp.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a funny guy. You know, I can come up with stuff fast, but that battle rap and that freestyling, that's a whole different lane. I got to give mad props to those guys.
I mean, you know, you reach a certain level, and everybody wants your spot. So assume for a second. I mean, even looking at Drake, good example. How many times have somebody come at Drake because you on top? So you reach that level, and just because you on top and you got bars, people want to test you. I mean,
oh yeah, it's not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. We got the sword ready.
They don't want this smoke, huh? They don't want that. They don't want these bars.
Already.
Oh, you got something in the back, you know, in the bag. You got some armor.
You know, if anyone want to test me on that, you know, I'll have a song ready to that day. You don't want. When it comes to like a battle arena or battle, you know, platform, nah, that's not really me.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
But I stay battle ready. Anyone try to test, you know, it's nothing.
Man.
Well, you know, I've been fortunate enough this far to not have to go down that road, so.
Oh, okay. I hope you don't, you know. I mean, it's just like,
I'll be good.
It's like, you know, you give me this Nas feeling, man. Like, you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
You sound so East Coast, and you on the furthest part of the West Coast.
Would you say that's West?
Northwest.
Yes. Y'all still get a little cold there, though.
Little cold. Shit, I'm surprised they got sun today. You know, they stay raining, man. That's what I think about being in Seattle, man. Just the weather, you know. But
yeah.
That's how he can write.
That's how we promoted to keep all the lames out. Make y'all think that it rains a lot.
Man,
yeah. So he just called me a lame.
He just called me a lame.
Yeah. He's throwing shade at me. Yeah, that's why we keep you out, bro. That's why we keep you out. Just keep you out.
So you got any like hobbies or anything, man, that you do in your spare time? Is this the hip hop? Is you know, you got that much love for hip hop?
Well, it's definitely my main focus all the time. I mean, like I said, luckily enough to have not woken up any day and lose that drive. But you know, my other passion is the fashion.
Okay.
Kind of what I do as a second to the music. I work on it just as much. Buying and selling clothes. I like doing photos. I like doing modeling stuff. I keep my ear to the street, the fashion, and for the music, 100%.
Okay, so break down this situation you got going on with the edibles, man.
The Pyrex guru?
Break that down for me a little bit.
Mr. Pyrex? Mr. Pyrex on fire? Go ahead, talk your game, Bryce. Talk about your Pyrex game.
Like I said, we're from the Pacific Northwest. Along with the rain and the weather you talk about, we got the best weed in the world. And I'm not ashamed to say it. So I'm not gonna ever cap like I'm something I'm not. You know, we're not out here in the Pyrex like that. We out here selling weed. You know, we got the best weed in the world. We got some of the best soil in the world for it. And as you know, it's legal up here. Yeah, so we don't have no problems. We got, you know, I could go to the 7-Eleven and then go right into the dispensary right next door, get some weed. Referring to the Edibles Project, me and a real good friend of mine, Trey Ross, he's in a collective with me, Find More Lyrics. Shout out to those guys. We put it together, hip-hop style, classic beats. We took instrumentals from the legend, the god, MF Doom. And if you know anything about Doom, most of his beats are titled after special herbs.
Yeah.
So what we did is we took those special herb-named beats We put lyrics over them, real hip hop, and we called ourselves Edibles. We added the the meat and the bones to the special herbs. You got edibles, bong.
Oh, I mean, you got a like any because you know it's I think it's legal here, right?
Right. Something like that.
Somewhat. Yeah, no. So
not like there.
Okay. So I'm, you know, is there you got a website or anything? Some people want to get you know get involved or get some of your product.
Majority of my music is going to be available on SoundCloud for free. Any of these original beat projects, we throw them to all the streaming services. Anywhere your favorite place to get music, like I said, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Xbox Music, wherever you at, we got the new stuff on there.
How many projects do you have total, man? I'm going through like,
let's see. I probably have, I got over 100 songs. I got at least 10 projects out. I got over 20 music videos on YouTube. Oh. It really depends on wherever you're searching. You're going to find me easy. Bryce Bowden.
On everything. So Bryce, Pyrex guy to Pyrex guy, what's your favorite strand?
Right now I'm on the GG. I'm on the Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue? Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, my boy just picked some of that. Yeah, that Gorilla Glue is real. He's like, hey bro, I got some of that Gorilla Glue. I'm like, you know something? I need some glue too. I need to glue this stuff. He's like, yo, bro, I got Gorilla Glue. He got, I'm like, oh. I'm sorry, repeat that again, Bryce.
I said the only thing that does the GG.
Uh-oh, then we lost.
No, yeah, you was breaking up just a little bit on us right there. We didn't catch that last part.
Can you hear me? Can
y'all hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you now.
Yeah, I said the only thing that does a G right is that GG, that Gorilla Glue.
GG. Yeah, I swear, bro, I swear that. I can call my boy now. He's like, he's from that group Gorilla Glue. I'm like, man, I need this stuff. I need to, I need it. Because there's a they got called Gorilla Glue. I need some glue for my house. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I guess I was speaking the wrong thing. Okay. Hey, Bryce, let's get to some more of your music. What's this next track? And go ahead and set it up for us.
So this song is actually directly after Pleasures in Order on the album Short Movies. Like I said, you can get it anywhere you get music, iTunes, Spotify. This one's called Glow. It's my favorite song on the album, produced by Boost Jim.
Hey, this is Glow. Bryce Bowden, bow down. Be right back right after this.
Side puzzle.
Planned use of films is one of the most effective methods of communicating ideas.
Drop bars of knowledge for boys who dropped out of college. Police try to book me because I'm clocking dollars. Obstacles in the way, just accomplishments in disguise. Sometimes I wonder if I'm making sense or is it too fly. Helicopters over my hood, I wonder who shot. Wonder who got robbed or who got knocked. Who stitched it to the cops, I wonder. These days, who is silent, who is honest? Even my own crew is hungry for the shine. They want designer, sign an autograph for a shorty. Co-sign a younger artist, just started recording. On my way to perform this, quarters, dimes, nickel bags. If you from the gate and wanted to see cash, you have to hustle to get at that. And I had them packs, as a matter of fact. But I happened to fit better on the wax instead of trapping out an axe. You get it? I was in my own way. Had to switch it up, Olay. We really in it and we never giving up, no way. Cause I've been trying to finally reach the top. Giving everything I got, it's like they never wanna let me glow. And I've been trying to finally see the guap. Giving everything I got, it's like they never wanna let me grow. I've been trying to move about the spot. Giving everything I got, it's like they never wanna let me go. I've been trying to finally see the guap. Giving everything I got, I think it's time that I should let them know. Verses against verses, I'm certain you leaving hearses. Rehearsing my rhymes before I jump on stage and murk it. Reverse it, you in the crowd lurking. Pockets earning, probably worshiping everything I say. Stop playing, we trying to be the greatest. Basketball player status, hate us if you want it. But we climbing up that local ladder, shatter dreams. Rap better than all of them cats in the magazines. I'm dipped, fuck a freshman's list, they not half as clean. A to weed, enough cash to make a scene. Reality is probably better than they make believe.
In case you ain't paying attention, I'ma charge a fee. Save every dollar that they try to keep away from me. Bar heavy, been trying to get it since Shaq and Penny stacking. I'm trying to get my lady into that Fendi. I'm ready, now more than ever. Trial and error, tried and I failed many a times. Now we got it together, 'Cause I've been trying to finally reach the top. Giving everything I got, it's like they never want to let me glow. And I've been trying to finally see the guap. Giving everything I got, it's like they never want to let me grow. I've been trying to move about the spot. Giving everything I got, it's like they never want to let me go. I've been trying to finally see the guap. Giving everything I got, I think it's time that I should let them know.
Like I said, bow down. That's Bryce Bowden, and that's called Glow. You gonna let me glow? You don't have a choice. You gotta let them glow. Get that guap. Okay, hey Bryce, you still here?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, okay. Man, I swear, you from the Northwest. You sound like an East Coaster all the way,
yeah,
right?
You do.
You East Coaster all the way. Man.
You do. You do.
You came in hard. That car, he's like, he came in like SWAT. Like, he just kicked the door in. Came in like ice.
You know? I've had a great amount of fun on the show today, guys. It's been a blast.
Hey, man.
Oh, no. You family, bro. This is what we do.
It's always a pleasure to talk to a
MC. Yeah, true MC. Hey, so real quick, we got some questions for you, and we're a very fair type host here. So male, female. If you had a chance to do a track with one male artist, no matter what genre of music it is, who would it be for the male artist, and who would it be for the female artist?
Man, that's so tough. I mean, how could I say anything besides Drake?
Okay, for the male? Or not for the female? I'll play it. Drake, don't hate, Drake. I gotta make jokes. This is what I do. Okay.
Drake lift weights now, bro.
Like, oh, yeah, Drake is lifting weights.
Drake got a big.
For female, I'd probably go Rhapsody.
Ooh. Shout out.
Yeah, he had them type of, he had them type of bars.
He just dropped that new album. Her new album gonna be fire.
Oh my god!
You guys, I'm so sorry to do this, but I'm getting like crazy busy right now.
Oh, it's good.
Hey, you want to give me a shout out?
I'm gonna tap in for sure.
Okay, real quick before you leave, give your social media, and your shout outs real quick.
You can find me anywhere at Bryce Bowden 206. Anywhere on any streaming site, my first and last name, Bryce Bowden.
Okay, any shout outs?
Shout out my team. Shout out y'all for having me. Honor Roll, FML. You know how it's going down.
Okay, you heard what he says. Bryce Bowden 206 on everything. Hey, Bryce, thank you. Like your family.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, this is your platform. Anytime you want to come back, bro.
Cool. Have a great day, man.
Peace. Hey, that's Bryce Bowden. Follow him on 206. Bryce Bowden, again, 206 on everything on all social media platforms. Check out his videos. He got tons of videos out there. Tons of videos. Check him out. DJ?
I would love to play this next record right here because this is from a legend in the game. Rest in peace, Guru.
Guru?
Y'all ready for this?
I heard they're bringing the Gangstar back.
Gangstar is dropping a new album.
Oh!
And they've already dropped a single. It's called Family and Loyalty. It is featuring J. Cole.
What?
And the rumor is that, no.
J. gonna take Guru's spot?
They trying to, no.
Okay.
Because they wanted Nas on the album.
Najee.
And I was like, Nas gonna take Guru's spot? No, what it is I think that he wants them on the album. The next Gangstar album is going to feature a couple different artists. So
okay.
But this first single, not bad. You know, I wish Guru was still here, but you know. But for those true Gangstar hip hop heads, you know, this is, you know, typical Guru, you know, Guru flow, Gangstar flow, premiere on the beats. Y'all know what it is. And of course, J. Cole. You can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong, bro.
So it's called Family and Loyalty. Let's check it out, y'all.
Side Hustle Worldwide.
Like a freshly cut diamond.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Like a freshly cut diamond.
Diamonds are forever like friends that'll kill for you. Went up in a jewelry store, burglary, steal for you. Bill with you, split the diamond in two, ice blue. Twice you try to disrespect our kinship, I don't like you. And now you X'd out the fam, but I'm cashing checks with Premier on this jam. Robin Leach, interviews on the beach. When we shake hands, nothing but ice on the reach. And I teach like the rap Reverend Ike without the perm I preach. There's more you need to learn, I return for my streets. Gaining my wealth, training myself for corny confrontation with haters who be playing themselves. Diamonds, I like my world of rap. Your rhyming, it's like a world of crap. And a diamond is like a fly girl that's strapped.
And you can't be that with a bat.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Yeah. Pick up the pen, write down the sins, cleanse, lay this shit down, play it for friends, make a few M's, then do it again. J. Cole, who'd have thought you would have been? Rhyming with ghosts, Guru flows forever like a diamond at most. Could never afford the precious shoes, that's precisely why I'm blessing you. With clear cut messages, I'm destined to invest in urban sections where depression rules. I hope to heal the destitute before I leave this vestibule. Between the heavens and the seven circles where some dead homies maybe rest, I plan to resurrect a few. I press the truth against the neck of devils, look at the youth just like a precious pebble, meant to be protected. Mentally we let this poison of Western philosophy make us sloppy. We forgot we are the chosen. From hip-hop to astronomy, they copy what we showed them. We talking slick, but only try me over modems. In person they starstruck, they hearts flutter. I'm like the realest one you ever met. If you don't feel this one, give it a sec. Go live a little, let the years pass. Experience pain, watch the tears crash onto the floor. Hurt brings wisdom, wisdom brings a whole nother sort of understanding. Diamonds only worth what we demand it. Paying top dollar. Once upon a time I paid 100 for mine, now I'm a lot smarter.
Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. I rock diamonds that cut glass out of window panes, ball head slick blazing tracks when the endos flame. Rocks that bling, rocks that make them jock my team. Rocks that shine, rocks that keep my hand on my nine. Rocks that blind, make the hard rocks drop dime. One of a kind, best jet from the spot when I cock mine. Diamonds are like your man, you always call fam. Diamonds are like your grandma, you always call ma'am. Diamonds are like having the whole world in your hand. Diamonds are like the shows I've ripped with no band. Rocking your knot, stopping your plot. It's me, ballhead slick Duke, copping your block. For you it's only pain, for me it's only gain. Diamonds are like loyalty, iced out like royalty. Diamonds are like my wifey, so sweet the way she spoils me. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Diamonds are forever like family and loyalty, or real rap songs like Cream or my melody. Diamonds are forever like my infinite thought, like respect in the hood that can't be bought. Word up, diamonds.
Like a freshly cut diamond.
Diamonds! Gangstar. Man, it just felt like a regular Gangstar out. I can pick out J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? It was just that natural. It was just that natural.
That we would never hear Guru on a record again.
Mm. That was deep. That was deep.
What's up?
Hey, man, let me tell you what. I'm going to tell y'all what, man. Y'all, Facebook, Instagram is the two platforms I look at. If I want to find some silly-ish on anything, them are the two places I find some silly stuff, man. Huh? Yeah, they just said, they were talking about Tekashi, 6ix9ine. They said, the judge said, is that all that you have to say, Tekashi? And he said, no. And Tommy killed Angela Valdez. Okay. Y'all doing too much. Y'all doing too much out there. But that was funny. That was funny.
Yo. Okay, so a couple days ago, I was listening to The Breakfast Club, right? And it was his brother that called in. And he said, yeah, I got a lawsuit against 50. And I was like, what you mean? Yeah, because he stole power from me. He was like, he stole power? Yeah, you know, power was a book that I had written. And I sent it to 50. And, you know, so they were like, so you didn't get all your documents and your I's and everything crossed? Nah. So he's like, wait a minute. We in our what? What season are we in power now? Like, what did he say? Like
five or six?
Yeah. And you just now? Well, you know, there's a lot of complications in there now. You know, you got to go through, you know, with getting your attorney right. Dude. Yeah. So what part of it did you have? Yeah, like, you know, my character, you know, my character wasn't a white guy. It was a Mexican guy. Like, oh, God. So, supposedly he got a lawsuit against 50. Now, let's see where that goes. All 50 got to do is
he can at least say, dude, you can at least say vitamin water. Yeah, because I made the Kool-Aid at home, and I put some crushed up vitamins in it.
Yeah, and he stole that too.
Because at least I would probably believe you in vitamin water.
So it's like my friend said he wrote the movie The Bat back in the day. I was like,
What Bap?
The Bat. You know, the killer flying bat that was going around killing people.
Bro, I never heard. How old is this dude, man? Was that like a 1939 film or something?
That's what I said. But you sure you didn't watch that on an old black and white movie? Nah, man. I wrote a manuscript back in 82. Bro, you was like what age at 82? You was in like high school. Like, you weren't even in high school. You was in like elementary at 82. You wrote this movie.
82.
And how did they get it? They just walked in your room when you was a little kid and stole it and made the movie? Yeah, I found this movie called The Bat from this little kid. I walked in his room and found it, and I decided, let's make a movie about it. I was like, dude, the bat, if I'm correct, came out in like 40-something, the original.
Well, let me Google this. Alexa, what's her name again? Siri?
Alexa.
Tyquisha?
Alexa.
Alexa. Okay.
She's not.
The movie The Bat, when was it filmed?
She's thinking. Alexa does never understand nothing you say.
This heifer.
Alexa,
oh,
stop.
Jesus. This heifer. Okay, try it again, bro. I'm done speaking Alexa, to her. I'm done speaking to her.
What year did the movie The Bat come out? Let's see what she has to say. She's thinking. Did she say Back to the Future? Okay, never mind, Alexa. Alexa, stop.
We didn't ask you for nothing else. We just asked you for the movie The Bat. The Bat, Alexa. Tell us when The Bat, the movie, came out.
She's thinking.
By the way, I'm not sure we've met. You can introduce yourself to start personalizing your Alexa experience.
Oh, no. You don't need to know my name or phone number. You're not going to get me. Wait a minute, did she just get smart with me? Did Alexa just get smart?
She don't know you.
She don't.
She said Alexa straight sound.
Boo-boo, I ain't the one. I'm not the one.
She don't acknowledge you unless you say her name.
I'm not the one, bruh.
She's not lighting up. This you have heifer. To say her name when you speak.
Heifer.
Alexa, why you mad? Why you mad?
Oh, you just had an attitude just now. Talk about introduce yourself. Okay. Alexa, when did the movie... Wait a minute, is she ignoring me? Alexa. She's like really ignoring me right now.
She don't know your voice.
I don't care.
That's pretty scary when the Alexa knows your voice. She knows the difference between your voice and my voice. And she's like, I'm sorry. I'd like to meet you, but I don't know you. What?
Just have her here. We done. I'm done talking to her. Before the Rudy Ray Moore come out in me right now. I'm done.
Speaking of which, I caught Dolemite on Amazon.
It's on there now?
Yeah. On Amazon, what is it?
Prime?
Prime, yeah. Dolemite. The original one.
Oh, the original. Okay, not the one with Eddie in it.
No.
Oh, yeah, I saw them. Matter of fact, I got them all on DVD, bro.
Oh, gosh.
I was a true Dolemite fan back in the day.
Way down in the ghetto deep.
Yeah, like, why? Because I knew I was going to see some black women's breasts in that movie.
Oh, gosh.
They wasn't showing that on the movies back in the day. If I had to pull up some old Dolemite stuff.
That's some old, that's kind of, what's the word?
I don't know the word you're looking for.
Perverted?
What's perverted? That's just like, you remember the old Howl Player albums?
Yeah.
They had the best albums.
I remember the old Gap Band albums when all the women had gaps in their teeth.
Bro, I never seen a Gap Band album. You serious? You making that up?
Gap Band 1, 2, and 3. They all had...
You making that up.
Women with gaps in their teeth. I wish I was joking, but it was funny.
I gotta pull that one out. But like I remember my uncle used to have the old Ohio Player albums. I used to just look at his album. Put my albums down. Why are you taking your album? Why are you taking my albums to your room? I'm gonna borrow your album. You have a record player in your room. I don't care.
The Ohio Player albums?
Yeah. Okay. Remember just to fold out?
They was half naked women?
Yeah, they had the pinup. They had the black pinups in there.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know what time it is. Hey, we got an IG page. Like us, follow us on IG. You know, normally we say go to Hustle Brand, ENT.
Oh,
you
still go there,
you
know, too.
You still go there. That's when you start at first. But we had to do another page for Side Hustle Radio because y'all asked for it, and we giving it to you.
Yeah.
So, follow us, like it. Hey, download that photo of DJ Japoise and Hef, man. Hang it on the wall. Hey, you want to sign? We'll sign it.
What the heck?
Hey, so follow us at Side Hustle Radio on IG. Also, Hustle Brand ENT on IG. Follow me, Hef Julo, IG. Follow me. Like me, I follow you. You follow me. You touch me, I touch you.
And of course, you can follow me at DJ DEEPOISE
on everything.
All social media.
Also, follow our tonight's guest. Shout out to Bryce Bowden. Again, Bryce Browse Bowden. That's BRYCE Bowden, BOWDEN 206. He from the Needle, all the way from Seattle, Washington. Follow him, like him on all social media platforms. That's Bryce Bowden on 206. And he said, you go to a SoundCloud and download his music.
A word.
Gratis. That means free for all y'all non-bilingual people.
Gratis.
Gratis. Until next week. Hey, it's been a good one. Bro, you done made my day. Huh? Shout out to our drink of the day. MXD cocktails. Spend some good drinking.
Join us next time on Side Hustle Radio. Highlights the past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.